for you, Norma. This is from Claire. Do you have any suggestions for social workers who are having to deal with contact in the social media age where children who have experienced trauma are contacting birth families online?
Absolutely, and they do, and we need to expect that they will. And I think that's part of preparing the whoever the child's living with to be dealing with that, the school the child's at to be dealing with that, the child themselves in how they'll deal with that, and that means open communication and discussions about in what is it kind of in desperation that the child feels they need to contact a parent through through social media. If the child's contact needs were being met, then why would that child need to be doing it through social media? If the child doesn't understand why contact has been stopped, if that's the reason and that's the way that they're trying to contact a parent, then somebody needs to do some work with that child to enable that child to know the reasons why the contact was stopped. We can't ban children from using it. We can try and put limits and restrictions. But again, it's open conversation, I guess, with our own children. When they're going on social media, we make sure of what they're doing and who they're talking to and what need they have to be going into social media sites. It's that unmet need that perhaps might be informing the child's behaviour to go on the social media sites, and maybe we can meet that need in another way.